Chapter 3. A Bully.
After a disastrous first day at school, Matt was very unhappy.
What's the problem?
Asked his gran.
Nobody talked to me. The teachers were horrible and the lessons were boring,
he answered.
I'm going to watch TV.
His gran smiled kindly and said,
Things will change, Matt.
That night, Matt didn't have his nightmare. He dreamt of the blonde girl. She was the only reason to go back to school. The next day, Matt went by bike to school. It was a sunny day and the birds sang happily. He arrived early.
Perhaps today will be better,
he thought. He put his bike in the bicycle shed and walked towards the boys' entrance. Near the girls' entrance, he saw the blonde girl from yesterday talking to a tall boy.
That's Johnny Briggs, Mr. Briggs's son,
thought Matt.
He's in my year. I saw him bully a first-year boy at lunchtime yesterday.
Matt looked at the blonde girl. She had the same green eyes and pretty round face he remembered from his dream. He thought,
She looks really nice, and she spoke to me yesterday. I'm going to say hello.
As he came near, he saw the girl looking angrily at Briggs. He heard her saying,
No, I don't want to watch your silly football match. Leave me alone.
She went towards the entrance, but Briggs stopped her.
Don't be stupid. You must come with me. It's an important match, and I'm the captain. And I want you there to support my team,
he said, catching her arm. The girl pulled away.
Don't touch me. I'm not interested in you or your stupid football match,
she shouted. Her face was red, and she looked very annoyed. Briggs looked furious.
It's not a stupid match,
he said loudly.
It's very important. We're playing at the local stadium.
And he continued to hold the girl's arm. Matt saw this. He felt angry and decided to help the girl. He walked towards them and said quietly to Briggs,
Leave her alone, now.
Briggs looked at him. He was surprised and released the girl's arm. She moved away and looked at Matt gratefully.
Who are you? What do you want? Don't tell me what to do,
Briggs shouted aggressively. But Matt wasn't frightened. He said calmly,
Go away and don't annoy her again. She's not interested in you.
Briggs moved towards Matt. But Matt was taller and he looked very determined. The bully stopped.
You'll pay for this! I promise,
he shouted threateningly. Matt didn't react. Briggs turned and looked at the girl.
I won't forget,
he said, and walked away. The girl looked at Matt and smiled warmly.
Thank you for your help. He's a horrible pest, and he always annoys me. This time he was really angry,
she said. Matt smiled too.
No problem. Perhaps he will leave you alone now.
I hope so. Thanks again. What's your name?
She asked.